Namaskaram. We have heard about the word stotram. What does it mean? And what's its use? In Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, Bhishmacharya mentions stavyaha, stavapriyaha, stotram. Bhagavan himself is a stotram. He gets flattered when we praise him, hail him. Stotram means praising oneself, praising someone by mentioning their great attributes, qualities. Bhagavan is full of glories, so we benedict. We sing in praise of him. It's a common belief that one should not be flattered by praise. But it is not true in the case of Bhagavan. We praise him. We hail him. He is flattered. Is it right to get flattered? It is right because Bhagavan has created these stotrams so that we fruitfully use our tongue, our mouth, our mind in singing his praise. Many acharyas, rishis and alvas have authored many stotrams. The method of stotram is well founded in the fact that when Vedas are very difficult to decipher, to understand, the same Vedic meaning is simplified and written as stotrams. Stotrayamasa yogindraha tamvande yamunahvayam syadayannika sarvesham trayantartham sudurgraham. This is one shloka that mentions about the usefulness of stotra. The difficult to understand meanings of Vedas are given in a capsule form as stotra. Stotras would be in the form of shlokas and not mantras. Mantra is difficult to understand. But stotram, as the meaning is quite simple, it's easy to remember, to realize, and to sing in praise of God. That's the reason why from Anjaneya Swami, people have been doing these stotrams. At times, to do these stotrams, our ego may not give place. We have to shed our ego to sing the glories of Bhagavan. One might be rich, but Bhagavan is the richest. We may be looking charming, looking good, but the most charming is Bhagavan. When someone praises us, if I am praised, it's not truth. It is just false. How would one praise? I must have some good qualities to be praised. Or all falsehood, all false qualities would be hyped on me. Whereas in the case of Bhagavan, he has everything. It's even difficult for us to list the glories of Bhagavan. Then where is the question of us imagining his glory? Even a statement of fact is quite difficult in the case of Bhagavan. But stotram, for that matter, is quite simple. It is good for us to teach some shlokas, which are stotras, to our children. They may not be able to know the meaning. Let them not know that. It is enough they recite the stotra shlokas. Bhagavan gets very happy. He is so satisfied by listening to stotras. Why? One, we have used our tongue for the right purpose. Our tongue was created by Bhagavan just to sing in his praise. Why should it be? We talk so many unnecessary things, unwanted. When we recite these shlokas and do stotram, then the purpose is realized. The purpose for which our tongue was created gets realized. So it is imperative that we continue with stotrams. We have a bad practice. We tell our children to recite stotras, but we do not. We abstain. We think we are old enough that we need not recite stotras anymore. This is a wrong attitude. Be it children or grown up, when in parlance with Bhagavan, we are all children. So we have to recite. Dhruva had the darshan of Bhagavan. He could not do his stotram immediately as he had not attended school at all. He didn't know Sanskrit. Bhagavan immediately touched his cheeks with his left hand with the divine conch Shankha. Immediately he was blessed with great knowledge. Up came his outpouring of stotrams. Dhruva said, Mama vachamimam prasuptam. One who kindled my stotra, one who kindled me to sing, now let me sing his glories. So we expect Bhagavan to kindle us, to trigger our stotra, the shlokas. So reciting shlokas, praising the Lord, hailing his glory is all very important for us. Right from childhood to the day we depart this material world, let us sing in praise. He is satisfied with that. If our Lord is satisfied, what else is required? We get everything. His blessings, his invocation, the invocatory verses, the shlokas are more important. So let us know some simple shlokas. Kunti Stotram, Bhishma Stotram, Prahlada Stotram, Dhruva Stotram, Veda Stotram, Bhumi Mata Stotram. There are as many as more than 30 stotras in Bhagavatam alone. So it is for us to search them. They are available. Get to know 2 or 3 stotras. Krishnashtaka, Ramashtaka, Damodarashtaka, Ranganathashtaka. All the realized souls like Ramanuja, Madhva, Shankaracharya, they are all great philosophers. But they have outpoured their shlokas in the form of stotras. So let me request you all to recite some stotras every day. Be benefited.
ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை உங்களுக்காக வழங்குபவர் ஸ்ரீ வேலுக்குடி கிருஷ்ணன் சுவாமி. இந்த ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை தினமும் உங்கள் மொபைலில் பெற முதலில் 9443219021 என்ற எண்ணை உங்கள் மொபைலில் சேவ் செய்யவும். பிறகு இந்த எண்ணிற்கு ஒரு வாட்ஸ்அப் மெசேஜ் அனுப்பவும். தினந்தோறும் இந்த ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை கேட்டு மகிழவும்.